We're talking to Yvonne O'Reilly. She's the managing partner of Avant Team, and she specializes in evolving leaders, transforming teams, and shaping cultures. I was just thinking, what crossed my mind is that in some situations, some companies, it would be easier to be motivated and feel like you were making a real difference if you were, you know, fighting cancer or working for world peace or climate change. But what if you're just trying to sell more tennis shoes?
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what you're actually doing. It really is a matter of saying, well, how does that bring ultimately benefit for people out there?
Right. You have to find the why. You have to find why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And that is often missing. It's true. One might say that's the role of the leader to, you know, point out the ultimate why. And I would say, yes, it's a big part of the leader's role. But I come from a place of shared responsibility. And so I really like people to take responsibility, whatever level they are in the organization, to ask that big question, the ultimate why, and to start to connect the dots and to start to see more than what they perhaps see today. And it reminds me of that story, you know, the story which you may have heard of the builders along a roadside, and passerby comes and asks the first guy who's, you know, chipping a stone, you know, what are you doing? And he says, well, I'm just chipping a stone here. I'm just knocking pieces off this stone. And he comes and finds another guy doing exactly the same thing. And he says, oh, what are you up to? And he says, well, what am I actually doing is I am shaping this stone. I'm making it beautiful. I'm making it perfect and in a perfect form for this wonderful building that is going to be put up. And the third person he comes to, he says, so what are you doing? He said, I am building a cathedral.
I knew you were going to say that. It's a perfect story. That's absolutely perfect. So you keep your vision high and have an idea of the whole instead of just your little bit in it. Mm-hmm. But another thing that crossed my mind when you were talking about responsibility is, even if you're working for a company whose main goal is probably profit and selling the most items, maybe this is naive and idealistic of me, but companies are assuming more corporate responsibility and social responsibility these days. Mm-hmm. And the more powerful and successful your company is, the more of a role it could play in this direction.
I think you're pointing to something really crucial. You know, people don't come to work to put extra profits into the boss's pockets or to necessarily increase shareholder value unless they're at the CEO and, you know, senior level. And it's really an important commitment. But what really motivates them is to know, well, ultimately, what's the value of what I'm doing and how can that help? And I think that that's really important. So I often ask the CEOs and the team, so why does this company exist beyond making a profit? And it's really a crucial question. And once they start to kind of dialogue around that question and come up with an answer which they can align around and they can communicate on, that starts to shift the sense of what is this company about, and can start to shift also the culture and the sense of pride in the organization.